Let's sing that together. It's 195, 195. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. cleanse my heart from sin. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away. Yes, Lord, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, I praise you, Jesus. Jesus, you are worthy, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Faith and praise are connected very signally in God's Word. And it ought to be that way in our experience. How is it that we come into the victory? Faith is the victory. And what is faith? Faith is seeing Jesus. Faith is fixing our eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And as we praise and worship, our attention is focused on who? On Jesus. We see Him. We lift Him up. Prayer is so important to the Christian walk, but so is praise. Have you learned the way of praise? And so we want to become praisers. And sing the praises of our God, our great King. He is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, we thank you, Lord. God, open our eyes to see tonight. Lord, cause the praises to overflow in our hearts. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Bring victory, my God. Bring victory in every life, dear God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, He alone is worthy. I will praise Him. He alone is worthy. I will praise Him. He alone is worthy. I will praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing number 80 in the hymn book. Number 80 in the hymn book. We'll stand as we sing.
Joy to the world. Savior reigns. Let men lift song and glory, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plain, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thoughts infest the ground. He comes to make His blessing flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You are the great King. You reign, Lord. Oh, you reign. Reign in our hearts this night, I pray. In this place, Lord, have your way. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Someone lead us in prayer. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Dear God, we're so thankful that you are on the throne, Lord Jesus. We're thankful that kings, we can have victory in your name, and we can praise you because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will continue to work on hearts, Lord God, and help us not to be shy to worship you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
you have come to reign. Oh, Jesus, reign in us, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, gee, you may be seated. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, some are leaving tomorrow. They've come and been with us for a time, and now it's time to go home. And that's going to happen in the next few days. One by one, or two by two, or three by three, or four by four, you'll be returning home. Praise God. And so I'm going to give opportunity for those who might want to share a testimony. I know that we will have tomorrow morning as well, so I'll give opportunity in the morning too. But I'm also happy that Brother Mark is here. He's over here. I was just giving you a little. I was looking over there. This Brother Mark is here, and maybe he'd like to give a testimony. He's been in the village as a counselor, and just by way of a little bit of a connection, I think there's a photo right above that lamp next to Sue Ann. And if you take a close look at that, you might almost think that Mark is in that picture. But it's not Mark, it's his dad, Brother Bill Rodriguez, William Rodriguez. And so the Lord took Brother Bill home this past year, or maybe it's more than a year now, a little bit more than a year. It was 2 years. But we're happy that his son has found his way back to camp and into our circles, into our hearts. And so come, brother, if you want to share something. You can come right up here real quick. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you're a Brother Bill's son, so you can handle it.
Well, I'm happy to be here with y'all, and no offense, but I'm more happy to be here in the presence of the Lord. And, you know, the verse in Psalms that says it's just wonderful where we can go ahead and just be together in unison, right? And just seek the Lord. The Lord is wonderful. And I think that's about all I have to say, is just the Lord is wonderful. The Lord is just so wonderful.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, sometimes it takes us, some of us, longer to realize that than others. And when we do realize how wonderful God is, and I think we've made a great improvement, a great advance spiritually. And the Lord can go ahead and work out anything in our lives. Anything in our lives. And that phrase that He is all and in all. Really, when you think of it, it's really true. And so, I just encourage everyone here to really go ahead and just look. Let's look ourselves in the mirror daily. Spiritually speaking, of course. And let's see where we're at spiritually. And if we allow the Lord to go ahead and show us, He'll show us where we're at in our relationship with Him. And where we might be lacking, and where, you know, He's working, and maybe still lacking in where He's working, but you know, He wants to go ahead and help us along this journey, and forging a stronger and stronger connection to that true vine. And maybe I'll share this also. Today I was getting ready for I clocked out, so to speak, you know, and okay, I got my 24 hours off, and I was going to go ahead and freshen up, and I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and join the brethren over here and watch Rock and seek the Lord. And I got to thinking, with the busy day at camp, and I'm just going to be frank, I don't think I'm the only one that this happens to. It just hit me, Lord God, have I been in contact with you and connection with you throughout the day? Mm-hmm. And we say a quick prayer sometimes during the, you know, before we are about to eat. Hopefully we're grateful enough for that, right? But hopefully we go ahead and we spend some time in the morning. But during the day, you know, we got to be careful. We got to be careful. And we can do it. Not that we can in our own strength. And that this is a wonderful truth that I've realized that the fellowship way back with Brother Hans Waffelgo really wanted to go ahead and stress upon. It's not our own strength, like the song says, you know. It says, called unto holiness, praise his dear name, this blessed secret to faith now made plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. And, you know, it wasn't until after years of hearing the song, one day finally just struck me, maybe in the last couple years when the Lord was teaching me about the true teachings of holiness, abiding, and it just popped up, you know, out of the song, and I was like, wow, wait a minute, it's been here the whole time. And so it's not our own strength, but he'll go ahead and help us. You know, we're called to abide, but we need help even at that. And I had to ask forgiveness to the Lord. Lord God, forgive me. I don't think I was in very much contact with you throughout the day. And not that, you know, and this has been said, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, right? This has been said before here in the fellowship many times, that it's not about being on our knees 24/7 necessarily. That'd be great, you know, if we could go ahead and close ourselves off in a little prayer area. But it's also in our daily life. And, you know, the tares are ready to strangle us, you know, the cares of the world. And so, you know, what's helped me a lot, and it was just mentioned a little while ago, is praising. Praising will keep our sight, our focus on Jesus. And we can definitely do that, you know, while we're doing what we're doing, just praising God. So that's one thing that's been a blessing, is just praising God. And we need to do more of that. We need to do a lot more of that. Mm-hmm. And in spirit and in truth. And there's maybe some more to this that I don't know, but as far as I know now, that means with the help of the Holy Spirit. He needs to help us even at that. And he will. He wants to. And then in truth, what it means to me is that, you know, we do it for real. We do it, you know, and we really, really mean to do it. And our heart, our mind has to be into it, you know, our attention, you know, and not wandering off. And that's tricky. You know, it's tricky for me, I'm going to be honest. And but the Lord is here to help us with everything, all those little details. And we just have to have faith. That was mentioned also. We have to have faith that He wants to go ahead and help us with these things. He wants to help us. And I appreciate, and I'm very grateful, and I shared this a few days ago, that I'm very grateful that the Lord has enlightened the fellowship to many of these little truths that might not seem like a big deal, you know. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we want to go ahead and become theologians, and it's just in the simple stuff where sometimes there's more power, there's more fruitfulness, more of more benefit, maybe. And so just the simple things, God will go ahead and help us to go ahead and to draw closer to Him. And it's amazing. He'll help us all along the way. And all we gotta do is just ask Him. Just ask Him. It's not that difficult to just ask. And so may God bless y'all, and thank you for the opportunity. And I'm gonna go ahead and turn things back over. God bless y'all.
Hallelujah. Dear Father, we just thank You for our dear brother and his giving this to You. Desire to be here at camp. And I pray, Lord, that You would continue the blessing in the village this night. That You'd come to our boys and their counselors. That You'd come to the cottagers. Lord Jesus, that there would be a definite completion of the work that You desire to do at this time. Let nothing hinder, my God. We're believing You to put Your seal upon hearts. That the work will be kept, and that there will be a growing and knowing more of You in each life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, put a hunger in our hearts, dear Lord Jesus, to be filled with You. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit, dear God. Help us to seek, because You said those who seek find, and those who ask receive. And how much more shall Your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? And so Lord, help us to see our need. Don't let us be satisfied until we have what You have purchased for us. Until we have received that power from on high. Until the rivers of living water flow from our inmost being. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that time and time again You remind us and You invite us to come. And so, Lord, we come tonight. We come to the fountain. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. We do have a prayer request that we need to bring before the Lord. One of our campers is not well and is in need of going to the hospital. So let's just pray that God would touch them. God would put His hand upon this boy, and oh God, dear God, dear God, dear God, dear Lord Jesus, You know all about this problem. You know all about this boy. And dear God, we're asking You right now, Lord, stretch out Your hand to heal. Let signs and wonders be done in the name of Your holy servant Jesus. Lord, we're coming because You are the great physician, because You are the healer. And so, Father, I pray that Your great power, Your healing touch would minister even now, dear God. Remove these cramps and the cramping in his body, I pray. Father, You are able, Lord. You are able to do this. And so our eyes are upon You. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, under the blood, the precious blood. under the precious cleansing, healing flood. By your stripes, Lord, by your stripes we are healed. And so, Lord, you come. In Jesus' name we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.